Politely explain a restaurant problem, give the correct order, and agree on a solution. Restaurant problems happen. The important skill is staying polite and clear. You can start with sorry or excuse me. Then explain the problem in one sentence. In this lesson, Daniel ordered chicken noodles without peanuts because he has an allergy. The dish arrives with peanuts on top. He needs to speak up quickly and calmly. A2 English lets you explain the problem, the reason, and the solution you need. Warm up. Have you ever received the wrong food? What is a polite way to start a complaint? Why is it helpful to say what you ordered before? Daniel looks at his food and sees peanuts. He does not touch the dish. He raises his hand and says, "Excuse me, I think there is a problem with my order." The server comes over and asks, "What is wrong?" Daniel says, "I ordered chicken noodles without peanuts, but this has peanuts on it." This is clear because Daniel says what he ordered and what he received. He does not blame the server. He focuses on the problem. The server says, "I am sorry, can we take the peanuts off?" Daniel says, "I am sorry, but I have a peanut allergy. I need a new dish, please." This answer is important. For an allergy, taking the peanuts off may not be safe. Daniel explains the reason and asks for the right solution. The server says, "Of course, I will ask the kitchen to make it again." Daniel says, "Thank you, I appreciate it." A few minutes later, the server brings a new dish. She says, "This is chicken noodles without peanuts. I checked with the kitchen." Daniel says, "Thank you. Could I also have a clean fork?" The server says, "Yes, right away." Daniel waits until he has the clean fork before eating. At the end, the server says, "Sorry again for the mistake." Daniel says, "Thank you for fixing it." The conversation ends politely. Use the same plan in a new real place. First, write the place and time. Use details like chicken noodles, peanut allergy, new dish. Second, say the problem in one clear sentence. Add one reason. Then say what help you need. Third, ask one next step question. You can ask, "Could I have a new dish, please?" Repeat the answer to check it. Add one exact number, time, or object. This keeps the practice real. For example, say 10:30, 5 minutes, apartment 308, or a blue case. Now check safety and politeness. If the problem is health, money, or home repair, use calm words. Confirm the answer before you leave or end the call. This practice makes the English reusable. The details change, but the order stays the same. Situation, reason, request, next step. Question 1. What is wrong with Daniel's order? Answer 1. His dish has peanuts, but he ordered it without peanuts. Discussion 1. Practice starting a restaurant complaint politely. Question 2. Why does Daniel need a new dish? Answer 2. He has a peanut allergy, so taking the peanuts off may not be safe. Discussion 2. Explain a reason for a food problem using because or but. Question 3. What extra thing does Daniel ask for? Answer 3. He asks for a clean fork. Discussion 3. Role play agreeing on a solution for a wrong order. Question 4. What are the 4 parts of the transfer plan? Answer 4. The 4 parts are situation, reason, request, and next step. Discussion 4. Make a new short script for the same situation in your own city. Final speaking. Role play a wrong order with one food allergy or one missing item. When food is wrong, use a calm order. Start politely, explain the problem, give the reason, and ask for the solution. For allergies, be direct. "I have an allergy" is a strong and useful sentence.